Hey there, friends. How are you doing? I'm Praying Medic. Welcome to my nightly news broadcast here on Cloud Hub, channel 115. I'm here every night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I am no longer going to be on YouTube, unfortunately. We'll cover that in the news update today. Those of you who are looking for some information about Q, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. It is the first book in the series, Q Chronicles, and cover a lot of the posts in Q's early operation, first couple of months of that Q was posting on 4chan and then moved to 8chan. There is information in this book about the Clinton Foundation, about Barack Obama's presidency, his dealings with Iran and the Iran deal. There is a lot of information in here about Edward Snowden and John Perry Barlow, and some very interesting drops that kind of shed light on some dark dealings with the deep state. That book, Calm Before the Storm, is available on Barnes and Noble and Amazon. And now, let's jump into our decode for today. So, Q has been very busy. and Twitter has been very busy. Actually, Twitter is down right now. I am not able to post on Twitter. We'll cover that in just a minute. So last night, Q posted a link to a tweet by Will Sommer, a big-time Q hater. And in this tweet, Sommer says, former President Obama says QAnon is seeping into the mainstream of the Republican Party on the latest Pod Save America around a 29-minute mark. I listened to it. Obama is talking about how the narrative in America has strayed from what progressives really like, and that he's concerned about this tendency for Republicans to believe in conspiracy theories, and we can't all believe the same truth, that there's two different versions of the truth. And he specifically mentioned Q and said, until Republicans are willing to let go of their conspiracy theories, we can't have civilized conversations about this, basically. So Q, here's a link to it. You can check it out at the 29-minute mark. It's may or may not be worth checking out. Q posted a meme last night, and this meme is one we've seen many times before. Hunters become the hunted, right? This is a stylized version of the Red October, Hunt for Red October movie poster. Now, with all the information coming out about Hunter Biden, right, there's two meanings to this. Q had been posting this over the last few weeks, and in this post said, after today, does it make more sense? Buckle up, Q. We're going to be getting a lot more information about Hunter Biden. Hunter is definitely being hunted now. All right, Q posted a link to an article by John Solomon, and I just kind of summarized that article. This gentleman by the name of Pozarsky, he is an executive with Burisma Holdings, where Hunter Biden and Devin Archer worked. They were on the board. Okay. Well, this Pozarsky was courting the USAID, which is basically it's an organization that approves financial aid. This is in 2016. While Burisma was under investigation for corruption, they were trying to get money from USAID. So Pozarsky contacted USAID officials, and his contact was flagged in December of 2016 by Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. She was a top American diplomat in Ukraine at the time. She knew that Burisma was under investigation for corruption, and she thought that them reaching out to USAID was kind of the red lights, red flag on that. So she flagged it, and there's emails in this article that John Solomon posted. All right. So moving along, General Flynn posting on Parler, this just, you know, something to think about. General Flynn is not really active on Twitter right now, What he'll do is he'll post something, he'll post a message on Parler, and then he'll link it over to his Twitter account, right? So he posted this last night and Q reposted it. Digital soldiers is the hashtag. Must fight on battlefields not of our choosing. All right. Well, we unfortunately, a lot of us don't like being on Facebook. We don't like necessarily being on Twitter, and we don't like being on these major social media platforms, but they're battlefields. And if you're a soldier and you follow orders, sometimes you have to fight on a battlefield you'd rather not fight on. Allowing tyranny to reign over liberty keeps us from breathing freedom's fresh air and informing our democracy of the grave threats our constitutional republic faces. Read, listen, understand, comprehend, and respond with facts and sound analysis. That is how digital soldiers fight back. That echoes what Q said a couple of months ago. Q said, we need to respond back to people in the mainstream media and politicians on social media. Give them sound analysis. We need to give them facts. We need to counter the false narrative and the lies. That's what we need to do. That's why we're seeing so much censorship. Facebook accounts being shut down, Twitter accounts being shut down. Today, a lot of YouTube accounts got shut down. America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy, where supreme power is held by we, the people, through our duly elected representatives and not any one media platform. Ensure that your vote counts. God bless America. All right. I guess I got this out of order. Here's the article from Just the News from John Solomon about the Burisma Holdings thing. Sorry about that. Little bit kittywampus. I'm trying to put everything together here before I went live. Q's been posting like crazy. All right, so the exhortation there from General Flynn is a good one. I need to frequently remind myself that if I get my accounts get suspended, I can't just give up. I have to keep showing up on the battlefield and I have to keep fighting. And I think all of us have to do that. Q posted a link to an article in the New York Post about deals that Hunter Biden arranged with a Chinese firm. The details were found in emails that were found on a laptop that apparently he had dropped off at a repair shop and never picked it up. So Hunter Biden pursued lucrative Chinese largest private energy, a deal involving China's largest private energy company, including one that he said would be interesting to me and my family. One email sent to Biden on May 13th, 2017, with the subject line expectations included details of remuneration packages for six people involving an unspecified business venture. Hunter was identified as the chair or the vice chair, depending on the agreement with CEFC, an apparent reference to the former Shanghai-based conglomerate CEFC Energy Company. That company has since gone out of business. Hunter's pay was pegged at 850, whatever that is, don't know. And the email also noted that Hunter has some office expectations he will elaborate. In addition, the email outlined a provisional agreement under which 80% of the equity or shares in the company would be split equally among four people. One of them was indicated by H, which would be Hunter Biden. Okay. Q posted a link to a Fox News article about Hunter Biden. And this is an older article. It's from September 25th. Q wrote, worth remembering, underage women, young girls, sexually exploited, context for future Q. So Q is just giving us a reminder that there is a report out there that Hunter Biden paid women linked to prostitution or human trafficking ring. And Q is suggesting that this is actually going to turn out to be child trafficking, probably. All right. And you can check out the article there. Like I said, it's an older one. It's been out for about a month. Q then posted this. National security concerns regarding blackmail, gaining control of Joe Biden by Russia, China, and/or foreign or domestic entities. How do foreign companies get control of U.S. politicians through blackmail? If you or your family members have been involved in compromising activities, criminal activities, especially, pedophilia and child trafficking, they can hold that over you and they can control you and get you to do what you want with by threatening to make this all public. That is how they control politicians. All right, so we're gonna see this coming out more. And Q writes, US intelligence apparatus reports clear and present danger, Q. It's interesting that one of the reasons given for investigating Donald Trump in 2016 was they said that potentially he or Flynn could be blackmailed, right? So the deep state knows that blackmail is a real thing. They know that political people can be blackmailed if they're compromised. The fact is that it's the people who are accusing President Trump of being compromised. They're the ones who are actually compromised. All right, Q posted a meme, and we've seen this before. Haven't you figured it out yet? It's not about Trump's corruption. It's about making sure you don't find out about their corruption. And then Q writes here, why was POTUS framed regarding Russia collusion? Protect the truth regarding Hillary and the DNC and their Russia collusion. So that's what we're finding out. As these documents come out, we're finding out that Hillary and the DNC colluded with Russia and then accused Trump of colluding with Russia. So Q writes here, why was POTUS impeached regarding Ukraine? To protect the truth regarding Joe Biden, classified 1 through 99, about his Ukraine collusion. So they blame the opponent for what they themselves are guilty of. DNC media push echo submitted talking points generate false narrative. So the Democrat politicians are pushing this narrative. They feed it to the media. They all get their talking points and they create this echo chamber to convince people that they're fine and their opponents are actually corrupt. All right, Q posted a cartoon by Ben Garrison. We got Twitter here and Facebook here. No, you can't post that. No, you're banned, right? And here's Joe Biden in the middle. Look, make sure Russia doesn't interfere with my election. So Q writes, Anons were warned years ago of pending China communist-style tactic approaching regarding censor and terminate any and all dissenting views. This is something that Q posted back in 2018 when an Anon asked why Q was removing posts from the Bored Patriots Fight. Q said that Patriots Fight at that time was for topics of general interest only. It would become the central hub of all communications once all other sites tracking collapsed. And then Q wrote, what part of another wave of attacks is coming yesterday wasn't understood. This is not a game. So Q has been warning us for a long time that censorship is going to get worse regarding Q, and implied that eventually Q would be banned from all major social media platforms. And that's exactly what's happening right now. So Q writes here, they are not in control of their own platforms. All right, so this is Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, and Susan Wojcicki, who's the CEO of YouTube. They're not in control. They do what they're told. They're puppets. They're puppets of the deep state. And when they're told you need to suspend these accounts and ban these topics, they do what they're told because they're controlled. Every asset deployed, you didn't think it was just a conspiracy, did you, Q? All right, Adam Schiff was chairing the House Intel Committee meeting on conspiracy theories and disinformation, and Q wrote this. Would you like to send anything else on over during the House Intel Committee hearings? Nothing can stop this. All right, Q posted a link to a tweet by Brandy Zadronzi, and Q writes, do you get it? They are afraid of you. Reach, uncontrolled, anti-narrative, free thought. Don't forget about the House Intel Committee meeting regarding QAnon today. More conspiracy, factless, baseless claims pushed regarding the Q movement being violent, extremist, racist, dangerous, anti-government, Nazism, white supremacy, anti-religion, anti-American. Number two attacked topic, second only to POTUS, who is number one, information warfare. Cute. Here's a tweet by Brandy Zadronzi. Breaking from me and one underscore, good old Ben Collins. YouTube bans QAnon, Pizzagate, and other conspiracy content that targets individuals. So Susan Wojcicki, CEO of YouTube, has announced, if you have a QAnon-related account, you are toast. They shut down your account. So they shut down X22, they shut down me, they shut down Red Pill 78 in the Matrix. All the people who are doing YouTube videos about Q, they're gone. You took down everybody's accounts today, dozens of them. And I have, well, that's why I'm on CloudHub. I saw this coming. I've been looking for a long time for an alternative platform where I could get my message out, because I knew eventually they would just get rid of all Q accounts. And they did. I tried to avert that a little bit. I took all of my Q videos over the last 2 years and I made them private so no one could see them. The only thing that's on my channel right now are some old news broadcasts and my Supernatural Saturday videos. They just suspended my account. It's completely gone. And interesting, a little side note here. So at the same time that President Trump was speaking in North Carolina today, and he was talking about the Section 230 protections for social media platforms that prevent litigation against, you know, censorship and other things, Ajit Pai, who is the FCC chairman, he published a notice, and it's on Twitter, I retweeted it, where he says that he has been told by the general counsel for the FCC that he has the authority to interpret the protections of Section 230. And he is going to be making a statement in the coming days about the protections, what is and what is not protected under Section 230. And his last sentence in this particular message was very interesting. And Twitter is kind of messed up. I can't post right now, but maybe I can find my retweet of him. If I can, I'll read it to you. So what he said was, yeah, here it is. What he said was, he said that the, gotta make this big enough so I can see it. He said, throughout my tenure at the Federal Communications Commission, I have favored regulatory parity, transparency, and free expression. Social media companies have a First Amendment right to free speech, but they do not have a First Amendment right to special immunity that is denied to other media outlets such as newspapers and broadcasters. So Ajit Pai is suggesting that it's time to take away the protections of social media companies and make them liable for defamation or, you know, wrongfully terminating people's accounts. So there's action on this, and it kind of sucks to have to sit here, you know, watch all the work that you do on your YouTube channel just get nuked and everything's gone. And, you know, it's easy to create another Twitter account. It's not that hard to create another Facebook page, but I have over 300 videos on YouTube, and to re-upload all those videos, it would take me a week straight, 8-hour days, just uploading videos, putting in thumbnails, putting in descriptions and links and everything else. It is a massive consumption of time to recreate a YouTube channel once it's been taken down. I don't know what is going to happen with YouTube. The reason I'm on CloudHub right now is so that I can do my videos, do my broadcasts, and I can put them on my website and continue to get out information that people need. So the war is real, just getting worse. And here's that article that was linked to here. YouTube bans all QAnon conspiracy content that targets individuals. So that's what we're faced with. And yeah, we saw this coming, but it shows how desperate they are to silence us. And we're over the target. We're just gonna keep gunning, keep going. All right, Q posted a link to an article from the Washington Times. And that article, here's a little snippet from it. Hunter Biden was receiving $10 million in an annual fee from a Chinese billionaire who has been accused of corruption and with whom he sought to increase the cash flow with the joint business ownership. An August 2017 email from Biden shows the money was for introductions alone. So Hunter Biden is getting $10 million for making introductions to people, said Mr. Biden, son of the Democratic presidential nominee, Joseph Biden. Another email to Hunter Biden from a consultant says that a 10% stake in an unnamed company will go to the big guy. Right. So all this information is coming out about Hunter Biden and his dealings, using his dad's name to make a lot of money. All right. An Anon posted this. Q, you broke twat. Twitter is like messed up. So this tweet here, this Washington Post tweet, the Washington Times tweet that Q linked to. Well, this message down here says, Twitter is over capacity. Please wait a few more minutes and then try again. I've been trying to post on Twitter for the last hour. I can't post anything. Twitter is broken. I don't know what the deal is, but it's having mental fits today. Q responded, no, Anon, you did collectively, Q. We have broke Twitter, officially broke it. So give yourself a pat on the back if you've been on Twitter doing what we do. All right, and Anon posted a screen cap of a tweet by Chanel Rion about the Hunter Biden files. And Chanel says, I just saw for myself a behind the scenes look at the Hunter Biden hard drive, drugs, underage obsessions, power deals. Druggy Hunter makes Anthony Weiner's down under selfie addiction look normal. Biden crime family is the hashtag. A lot of happening, a lot of apologizing to do. So does big tech. All right, so Q responded, underage obsessions is a gentle way of putting it. Remember, it's just a conspiracy. That's why they're throwing everything they can at it. So yeah, underage obsessions, it looks like we're gonna be probably seeing Joe involved in some kiddie porn, which is, well, that's just the way things happen for some people. Q posted this, you, without you collectively, there would have been no way to bypass their control. They weren't about to repeat the same mistakes of 2016. You are what matters most, united, not divided. You awake, thinking for yourself is their greatest fear. Welcome to the digital battlefield. Where we go one, we go all, Q. Yes, this, all of the censorship, I mean, you could just see it coming. They knew that they screwed up in 2016. They did not put in place the censorship algorithms and that allowed way too many Trump supporters to have a voice on social media. And that actually caused Trump to win the election. It was millions of people on social media talking about Trump. And if they had put in place the censorship that they're doing now, Trump probably wouldn't have won in 2016. That's why all this censorship is going on right now. It's because they know that this is it. If they do not win this election, if Trump gets reelected, they're all toast. A lot of them are going to prison. It is the last stand for them. And by the way, if Facebook has taken action and has suspended all QAnon pages and Instagram accounts, and now YouTube has taken down all QAnon accounts, what do you think is going to happen on Twitter? I fully expect to lose my Twitter account here pretty soon. So I am on Parler, I am on CloudHub, I'm on Gab, and you can always find my articles, videos, podcasts on my website, prayingmedic.com. All right, we're going to close with this. An Anon posted a tweet from Tucker Carlson. The show has obtained new Hunter Biden emails that expose corruption. You'll not want to miss this at tonight's report. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern. That is going to be in 30 minutes from now. Eastern on Fox News. Q reposted that. And that gets us all caught up to Q for today. Like I said, the censorship is going to get worse. I saw the YouTube suspension coming, probably going to get suspended on Twitter. It's just the way it is. We're over the target. We're making too much of an impact, reaching too many people, and they are not going to take a chance on letting us have a voice on social media. So you got to go where you can, and I'm on CloudHub, channel 115, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for joining me on the broadcast. If this broadcast has encouraged you, you might want to support me on Subscribestar. Link is in the description box. The link to my book, Calm Before the Storm, is also in the description box. And pretty soon, there's going to be a link to another book called The Great Awakening in the description box. You can probably get that in the next couple of days. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. And I will catch you on the next broadcast.